Good morning from the newsroom of the Financial Times. Today is Friday, May 3rd, and this is your FT News Briefing. Investors are flocking back to a product blamed for intensifying the losses of the financial crisis. Thousands of U.S. screenwriters and producers take on their private equity-backed agents, and the billionaire founder of drug maker Insys is among those found guilty of bribing doctors to prescribe an addictive painkiller. Plus, the FT's David Crowe talks about the direction Barclays might go in after fending off an activist investor. I'm Mark Filippino, and here's the news you need to start your day. Investors are flocking back to a product blamed for intensifying the losses of the financial crisis, so-called synthetic collateralized debt obligations. JP Morgan analysts estimate these debt products, better known as synthetic CDOs, have surged by 40% in volume this year. That puts the market on pace to pass the $200 billion traded in 2018. These synthetic products give investors a chance to bet on the underlying performance of bonds, loans, and other debts, whereas standard CDOs promise investors the cash flows from those credits. The appeal of synthetic CDOs today is that they offer higher returns than investors can find in global bonds markets. And investors argue that since these products are backed by corporate debt and not subprime mortgages, they're safer. The writers behind television hits including Homeland and The Wire are suing their private equity-backed agents, who they say are profiting unfairly from their role as gatekeepers to Hollywood's freelance economy. Producer David Simon is among those taking his agents to court, after likening them to the bent public officials he encountered as a newspaper reporter in 1990s Baltimore. Thousands of writers have fired their agents. They're demanding new contracts that impose a strict link between the amounts that writers earn and what their representatives are paid. The spat comes as the biggest agencies branch out to become producers and owners of lucrative premium content. Endeavor, the owner of talent agency WME, has even bought the company behind Miss Universe. It aims to list on the stock market this year, according to people familiar with the plans, creating a new kind of entertainment giant that some say will be one of the most powerful companies in show business. And yesterday, several pharmaceutical executives were convicted of the most serious crimes related to the opioid epidemic yet. I asked FT Pharma correspondent Hannah Kushler about the case.
So yesterday, John Kapoor, who is the founder of Insys, which made this fentanyl spray, which was supposedly for cancer patients, but actually ended up being prescribed far more widely, was convicted of racketeering conspiracy along with four of his colleagues. And really what this laid out was these kind of dodgy sales tactics, where they would bribe doctors to increase the number of prescriptions. And this is also an insurance fraud issue. It's particularly interesting, I think, because you have 1,600 lawsuits waiting in the wings for these opioid makers and distributors, and this might show what juries are going to think in those cases.
And here's a closer look at a story you might want to know more about. Britain's one remaining global investment bank has been under the microscope lately. Shares in Barclays have more than halved since 2010. Executives have also wrangled over how to deal with its underperforming investment bank. Last month, Chief Executive Jess Staley said he would slash costs in an attempt to improve profitability. But it was that underperforming division that prompted one investor to attempt an all-out assault on the bank.
Around the last year, Barclays has been under attack, if you like, from an activist investor based in New York called Edward Bramson.
That's the FT's banking editor, David Crowe, in London.
And he wants the lender to scale back its investment bank. He thinks that it's a drag on profitability, on returns, and that the capital that is allocated to that unit would be better distributed back to shareholders or allocated to higher returning parts of the business, like Barclays UK Retail Bank, for which it is probably best known, and its consumer and cards businesses.
So David, what happened with Mr. Bramson yesterday?
So Edward Bramson suffered a heavy defeat. He was attempting to force his way on to the Barclays board, had tabled a resolution at its annual meeting, and very few investors backed him. In fact, when you look at the result in terms of the number of votes that were actually cast, and then exclude his own stake, just 6% of other investors backed him.
Why didn't they back him?
Well, Mr. Bramson, unusually for him, gave an impromptu press conference in the foyer outside the annual meeting, which was taking place in the Queen Elizabeth II Centre in Westminster. And he said that he knew he was going, this was before the result, and he said he knew he was heading for a major defeat. And the reason he said was because investors had been calling him saying, yes, we broadly agree with your criticisms of the investment bank, but Barclays has an incoming chairman, a new chairman, Nigel Higgins, and he has personally appealed to us to give him some time, to give him some time to fix the issues from the inside. And so Mr. Bramson said that was the main reason he lost. He says his arguments have traction, they have broad support among the shareholder base, but actually, they want to give Mr. Higgins a chance.
What does this mean for Barclays moving forward?
Well, he seemed to suggest that there would be a ceasefire, if you like, a cessation of hostilities for a short while, a quarter or two, to see if Mr. Higgins can, in fact, sort of improve profitability at the investment bank. He also made the point that although he has not managed to force his way onto the board on this occasion, that Barclays has taken some action to improve returns at that investment bank in recent times. And he actually tied that to his own attempt to get onto the board. So for instance, Barclays has ousted the head of the investment bank. It has slashed bonuses for its bankers. And it has promised a sort of granular, what it calls a granular focus on execution. And what that really means is costs. It's going to try and keep costs down. And he says, well, look, you know, I was a shareholder for a year. I was talking to them. Nothing happened. And then I made this attempt to go on the board. And lo and behold, the bank started taking action. So yes, I haven't achieved my stated aim today of getting on the board. But Barclays has sort of changed tack.
You can read more on all of these stories at ft.com. Today, we'll be following the final results of local elections in the UK. With more than half of the Tory party's 8,500 seats up for grabs, many are viewing these elections as a referendum on Theresa May's job as Prime Minister. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back next week for the latest business news. The FT News Briefing is produced by Amy Keen and me, Mark Filippino. Our editor is Amelia Mahasek.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.